With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and pleased to be with a couple of musicians today at a different venue. We used to be at the Pleasant Street Tea Company, but now we're at Common Crow, and it's great to be here. And a voice who's familiar to MSO News Sports is Greg Verga in a different role. Greg, what's happening?
I'm doing all right, Rick. Things are happening for us. I'm down with the Deb Hardy Band, playing bass with Deb.
Okay, so is this, are you turning your back on other things, or is this in addition to what you used to do?
It's in addition to a lot of what I used to do, okay. Except for politics. That's just completely on the back burner for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you host your own show here on MSO, and I was thinking that when I saw the blurb that came out, I thought that you guys were going to be performing at your own studio. So is that still in effect? Do you still have the unfinished music?
Oh yeah, we have Pratik Podar. He was on the show a couple times.
Yep.
He's going to be back on August 3rd. We're going to record it, so probably be on like by the end of that week.
Okay.
So look forward to that. So we still have the show.
All right.
And if people out there want to be on the show and they're a band or singer-songwriter with originals, you know, contact me.
How?
Call 508-284-3399 or Greg at gregverga.com.
All right. So tell me about what we're doing now. Why am I here?
All right, why don't we let Deb handle that.
Well, why don't you tell me about Deb, and then I will.
Sure. So, Deb, my nephew, who used to sing in my other band, worked here briefly, and he mentioned here at Common Crow, and he mentioned this person, Deb, who worked here as well, who was a really great singer-songwriter. So
Is.
Well, at the time it was a was. So I said, I contacted her and says, hey, I got this show. Would you like to be on my show? And so one thing led to another. She mentioned she was getting ready to start a band and wanted to know if I'd wanted to audition to be the bass player. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history.
Okay.
So she hasn't been on my show yet, but that's the plan, hopefully, in the coming months.
Okay.
All right, so let's go over to Deb Hardy. And Deb, a little bit about your background, maybe a little bit of a short biography of who you are and how you got to where you are.
Sure. I've been playing all my life since I was 12 years old, writing songs and being in different bands. And about 5 years ago, I got out of the education path that I was on of being a teacher and started working in part-time jobs that gave me enough time to write songs and to pursue my music, because it takes a lot of energy. And so I started working here at the Common Crow about 3 years ago, and since then I put out a full-length CD last year with another singer-songwriter named Michael LaMarche. He and I released an album called Trickle, but Michael doesn't perform. He's a filmmaker and songwriter, very talented young man, but he has other projects. He's going back to school, so I wanted to start a new band, and I was looking for a bass player, and I was, as Greg mentioned, I was talking.
Couldn't find anybody else, huh?
Well, when I thought of Greg, when I had the conversation with Greg, I sent him a song to put a bass line to, and he blew me away with what he came up with. He's
excellent.
Very talented, very creative, and we love the same kind of music. So since we started working together, it's only been about maybe 7-8 months now, I think.
Yeah.
And we're doing equal time with original songs, and we released a single. Well, we're going to release a single called Storm. We recorded it, full band, and then just 2 weeks ago we recorded, shot a video with Michael LaMarche, the filmmaker, filmed the video, and we also, so that's going to be on YouTube, and then we also filmed a live concert. So we'll have all of those things to promote to get shows. So,
Well, you look like a rocker to me, and I know Greg is a rocker. But what's your most comfortable form of music? What is it that you like the most, or is it across the spectrum?
I would say acoustic rock. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, because I play acoustic guitar, think that I'm just a folk singer, but I have much more energy, and I've been influenced more from rock music than anything. Yeah.
And which, Greg?
I was going to say, just to mention, you've met Michael. He was played with Pierre Ave when they were in, remember we had like 8,000 musicians?
Yes.
So you've met him.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I don't remember, I remember Pierre Ave. Yeah, there were 1,000 people in there. So Greg, this is a little bit of a twist for you, or a little bit of a spin coming off of the bass line with being plugged in and so on? Or what's it like to work with Deb and her band?
Oh, well, I'm still plugged in. Mm-hmm. But, no, it is a little bit different. But, I like it. I like the originals that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we should talk about the rest of the band. We have a drummer, and we have Mark Laura, who was in my most recent band. And then Arnie Rosen is a good jazz guitarist. So that's kind of a neat little aspect of the music. So, we're playing, I guess, straightforward folky rock stuff. And then he's throwing these jazz licks throughout the song. Okay. So.
And Deb, the original music that you write, I'm sure, coming from the background you come from, there's a lot of poetry in that, maybe? And do you have a specific genre that you write about, or is that all over the place?
That's a great question. Someone described that my songs as, I get to the emotional point quickly. And I use a lot of visuals, so the lyrics are somewhat abstract and poetic. You mentioned poetry. So emotional and visual, I think those would be the two words.
Okay. Well, that's not multimedia, as they say, right?
You should mention what kind of teacher you were.
Oh, yeah, I'm an art visual artist. Okay. I was an art teacher.
That's perfect. That's perfect. And I know that, combining all that stuff is got to be... Well, it's got to give you a leg up because you have that experience from looking at things from all different aspects, plus a musical ear and a musical talent. How'd you get started with music originally?
I took piano lessons when I was 6 years old and played Scott Joplin. That was my favorite. And started writing songs immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Just by ear, yeah.
All right, so anything else I should ask you guys before we talk about your upcoming schedule?
I just think I'm glad we're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to getting out there. I mean, we played two gigs so far, right? We played Somerville and Rockport, and I think on the schedule we'll get to, there's probably about five or six more coming. So.
And your live stuff, Deb, is it a blend of... do you do covers? Because I thought you said you did some covers.
We did some covers. I can mention we do... Yes, we both love Yes music. Kate Bush is in there. Devo. Led Zeppelin.
Alrighty. Now you're talking my language here.
Rick would like the Zeppelin.
Yeah. Oh. And the first one you mentioned, what... Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a Moody Blues fan, so, the synthesizers and stuff. All right, so let's get to it. You don't have to expand on the upcoming one because we're going to talk about that on our video. We'll have that posted right with this. But who wants to tell me about your schedule?
I can tell you. After this next gig, we'll be playing the Rockport Acoustic Festival. We'll be going on around 2 o'clock. And then we'll be playing the music on Meeting House Green at the Gloucester UU Church. Mm-hmm. That's Friday, August 23rd. I'm looking forward to that, and that'll be with the full drum kit with Mark. And we'll also play the Block Party on Friday, August 30th, downtown. And, there's another one, the Manchester. That's correct. The next one after this is just next August 3rd on a Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Festival by the Sea in Manchester.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to ask a question I could get slapped for, but you guys, neither one of you guys are teenagers. However, with the experience that you have and the love of music that you have, it's great for me at my advanced age to see the enthusiasm that you still have, and you do have that fire in the belly, and you still have that creative spark.
Yeah. I mean, like Deb said, she switched, changed careers that freed her up. I got freed up sort of involuntarily when my political career came to an end. And I tell you, I don't, at this point, don't miss it at all because I would not, A, have my show, Unfinished Music, and B, I wouldn't be playing in bands. So, and I probably wouldn't have started writing songs, which I've been doing for the last 3 years. So.
And Deb, the enthusiasm, it just never dies.
And it's great. The enthusiasm doesn't die because when I'm performing live, the energy that I get from people is just terrific. And working with Greg and the other guys in the band, I really enjoy it. I enjoy their dedication, and I'm grateful that they're helping me bring my songs to life. And I love Greg's song as well, and look forward to co-creating in the future.
And you have to compliment her.
I thought I had been for the last 10 minutes. But, yeah, I...
No, great voice, great songwriting.
Great voice, great songwriting. Definitely, so people need to go to Deb Hardy Music. She's on Reverb Nation, Spotify? If you're on Spotify? Yeah, all the usual streaming places, but and a few on YouTube here and there. But I definitely check her out.
And the name of this configuration...
This is the Deb Hardy Band.
It is. All righty. That is Deb Harvey. That's Greg Verger. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports.